Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come before our listening audience with some exciting news, I'm excited. Can you tell? Can you hear it in my voice? I'm excited. Amen. I am here this evening with Apostle Brenda Pagan. Wonderful woman of God. I call her mom. Amen. She's the pastor of Restoration Center in Gastonia, North Carolina. And this weekend, she is the host of the conference Behind the Mask. Apostle, God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you. Good to be here.
Amen. Amen. We also have with us Apostle Patrick Taylor. Awesome woman of God coming to release at the conference from Texas. Amen. Apostle Taylor, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Amen. Amen. We were hopeful that Evangelist Latarsha Johnson Cook would be able to be with us, but she's taking care of what she needs to do. But we just bless God for everyone who was called in and for those who are listening on the internet tonight to hear regarding Behind the Mask conference. So, Apostle Pagan, if you would just briefly, or if not briefly, share with our listening audience tonight what it is you heard from the Holy Spirit to really excite you and prompt you to even have a conference of this nature.
Okay. I was just inspired by the Holy Spirit because of the need to unveil the hurt that people were experiencing all over the world, actually, with different things. One thing that really touched me the most is church hurt. A lot of people have experienced church hurt, and sometimes we don't actually just come out and allow our feelings to come out until we hear someone give a testimony. The word allows us to know that we're overcome by the testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. And so unless a testimony is given, and sometimes we just have to, and that's a part of getting people delivered, and they're holding these things in, that church hurt and their unforgiveness, and if we don't forgive, then God won't forgive us. So we're hoping that the people will receive forgiveness in this conference, and they will learn to forgive themselves. Sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do, is to forgive ourselves of things that we have done mistakenly or intentionally. But, you know, God forgives us for everything, but sometimes we just don't forgive ourselves. And we have to learn, too, that even those that have hurt us, we have to learn to forgive them as well, because if we don't, then God is not going to forgive us. So the reality of it is, I was just inspired by that. That's just one of the things that I was inspired by, is the church hurt. But people have various problems and situations in their life wherein they, you know, and they've carried it for years and years. And we're hoping that through this conference, the hurt and the pain that people have carried for years will be removed, and they will be delivered from testimonies and by the word of God. Amen?
Amen. 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 I so understand that and can identify with that myself. Apostle Pagan and Apostle Patrick and I were talking before we came live on the air and just sharing how so often, not just women, but men as well, we have become so conformed to the world's expectations and man's expectations of what it is we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to move about in the body of Christ and in society as a whole, to the point that we don't even know our own truth. And it's because we've been damaged, we've been hurt, we've been rejected, we've been so many different things that have caused us to lose our identity. We've put on a mask. And as you said, Apostle Taylor, we've become the mask so much so that we don't know our truth. So I'm excited this weekend to be able to share really about removing the mask. You know, we understand that there is something behind it, but for those of us who have become, who have literally become the mask, we don't even know how to peel it off because it's a part of us. Apostle Taylor, share with us some of the things that you feel you may be releasing as you're here with us on Saturday.
Amen. I come to realize that as people of God and being in church and church a lot, that sometimes we lose our identity because we begin to become something that we're not in order to fit into clique or in order to look like we've got it all together when we really don't. So what happens with that, it damages our armor. Ephesians said, put on the whole armor of God. But sometimes we damage our armor because we don't have it, the right mindset for the helmet. We don't have the right heart for the breastplate. We don't have the right directions for our feet to be shod with peace. So therefore, we get to the point where we lose our identity and we forget who we are because we've become something that we're not. And we've done it so long that we begin to become the mask that we wear, be it low self-esteem or be it anger or malice or hatred or envy. Whatever is going on, that's what's behind the mask. And if a lot of people wear a mask so it can cover up the sin, but unless the sin is exposed, the sin can't be closed. So exposure brings closure in that area. So we have to get to the root of it in order for people to be delivered by the word of God. And the only way some people are going to get delivered is that they have the true, sincere meat of the word of God. So I just believe God is going to bring deliverance and healing in those areas in the people's life who have lost their Christian identity and put on these religious fakeness to be accepted by men. Amen.
Wow. Amen. 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 There is so much. There is so much in so many areas of hurt that we experienced. And I know this past month, having been domestic violence awareness, it's sad but true that there is even a lot of that exists in the body of Christ, that people are physically damaged, hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so much so. And, you know, you the bishop's wife and you got beat up on Saturday and so you got on your long sleeve suit and your skirt down to your ankles and you got your hat with your big brim, and everybody say, "Oh Lord, I know she hot." Well, no, it ain't that she hot. She covering up bruises.
Mm-hmm.
We're covering up scars. Yeah. And so, you know, from that to the accusation, you know, being a woman in ministry is hard enough, but being a woman leader in ministry takes it to a whole different level. And even in that, as we've shared, they want to try to make us be like them, but we're not. And that's another place where I feel like we lose it. I'm a woman. Everybody on the line, we're women.
Yes.
I shouldn't have to get up and hoop and holler and do all that stuff because that's what they do. I need to be able to deliver the way the Holy Spirit gives me to deliver. And I don't need to be judged by anybody because I didn't sound like a man. That's not what he intended.
No.
But we try to put on these faces and these facades to try to mimic something that we're not. Ladies, it's so much. It is so much that we have placed behind a mask. And because of that, we have lost the truth of who we are. We are not tapping into His original intent for our lives. We are not fulfilling purpose. The only thing we're doing is marking time, trying to stay caught up with whoever we're trying to step with. And it's affecting us. It's affecting us as individuals. It's affecting our families. It's affecting our communities. It's affecting our ministry. Everything is being affected because mm-hmm. we don't know who we are. So I'm excited. I'm excited this week to be a part of this great conference. Apostle Pagan, I'm so grateful to God for you for allowing me to be a part of this awesome move, this time of restoration and healing for those yes. who are ready, for those who are ready. And it's our prayer that everybody has gotten to a place. Time is short, y'all. And when yes. you hear that, you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, I heard that before. But guess what? Every day that passes makes time even shorter.
Yes.
And this is not the time that we need to be playing with the things of God, playing with understanding our identity in God. It really is a time for us to take the mask off and come to terms with our truth so that we can be healed, delivered, and set free, and then move forward in fulfilling purpose in the earth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, but you know, woman of God.
Yes.
You know, woman of God, a lot of women have been beat down to the point they have low self-esteem. So mm-hmm. it takes their authority. It takes away their ability to speak the things that God is releasing to them to speak because they're afraid of being beat down even more than what they're beat down. So therefore, we have to bring not only awareness that we feel this certain way because I've been bullied in the church. I've been bullied by those who are supposed to help keep me build up spiritually, but I've been beat down. Now, how do I recover from being beat down by those who are supposed to be encouraging, those who are supposed to lead me or point me in the right direction as far as my relationship with God? So how am I supposed to recover? It's our job to cause them to know what the word of God says about how we have to recover. David says, sometimes I have to encourage myself.
Encourage myself. Yes.
And when you encourage yourself, sometimes you your best encourager.
Yes.
And you can't wait for Pastor Willie Joe, or you can't wait for Pastor Sue Ella. You have to go before God for yourself.
Amen.
And ask mm-hmm. him to give you the holy boldness that you need to stand and proclaim whatever word that he gives you, to do and operate in whatever office and administration that he allows you to be in, that you're called to and that you're chosen for, not those that the people want to put you in, but the one that God chose you for.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, y'all, listeners, y'all understand the excitement, right? Y'all understand why we're so excited about this opportunity for those of you who are ready to come and be a part of this conference, this Move of God Behind the Mask Conference hosted by Apostle Brenda Pagan this Saturday starting at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Restoration Center, North Carolina, Gastonia, North Carolina. Look, registration for this event is $10. And Apostle Pagan, being the woman of God that she is, she usually doesn't really ask anything. But not only are you going to get the word of God, not only will you have time and space for prayer, where impartation, revelation, deliverance, healing, forgiveness, all these things will take place in that atmosphere. Not only that, but there'll be a brunch for you, and there'll be gift bags for those who register, who go on Eventbrite and register in advance. There'll also be music. We have a recording artist coming to render music. Apostle, share with us who that is again. Amen.
Cynthia, Apostle Cynthia Thompson. She's a recording artist. She lives in Charlotte. and she'll be coming to render music. And we also have a band that will be there also, a band that's my backup band. So they'll be there as well. We're going to have an atmosphere, very anointed atmosphere.
And along with that, author, coach, speaker, Adrena Clark, I believe, will also be there with her books as a vendor, so that you can hear more about her, what she has to share. She will also be there at this conference. So it's a lot. This is needed. This is needed, and it's affordable. So there should not be an excuse why you can't make it. The only reason you don't come is because you don't want to come. Because a $10 registration you throw away at a drive-thru, or in a given day, you'll spend that going through the drive-thru. So why not make an investment in your life? Make an investment in your deliverance. Make an investment in fulfilling purpose by coming and being freed from what you've been masking in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, would you like to share anything else on your heart to let the people know the expectation for the conference on this weekend?
I was just wanted to say this. A lot of times we use a lot of people from out of town, people that, we have only one speaker coming from Texas, and she's just so humbled, by this assignment. And I just thank God for Dr. Taylor, because she's humbled by it. And that's what I find also, that a lot of times when we're given assignments, we don't take it as an assignment. We just take it as just something to do and something that we do. And we want to charge a lot of money, and we always look out for people that are out of town. But we have some local people that will be at this conference, because we felt that the local people can be used as well, as people that are afar, and that they have a word. They have a word from the Lord, and that they can bring their word can bring deliverance, and we just thank God for the humbleness that these speakers all have, and because they know it's not about them, and they feel like that they're on an assignment, and that's I'm telling you that has really made me really excited, to see what God is going to do, not what they're going to do, but God is going to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Taylor, anything else you'd like to share before we close out? Amen.
Oh, I'd just like to convey to the people of Gastonia, North Carolina, and the surrounding areas that you really want to get there, because God is going to do something miraculous at this conference. People are going to be healed and delivered. And I trust God, and I believe what He says. He said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain. So you come and speak to your mountain so that mask can be removed from you, and you can be your true self instead of a false person. God don't deal in falsities. He's about truth. So we want you to be real with yourself so that deliverance can come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, again, listeners, we want to invite you. For those in the Gastonia, Charlotte, North Carolina area, we want you to be there Saturday morning starting at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Restoration Center of North Carolina in Gastonia, where Apostle Brenda Pagan is the pastor. This is the Behind the Mask Conference. It's not just for women. It's for everyone, because all of us have had at one time worn a mask, wearing a mask. So we're inviting you, sir and ma'am, to come out to this time of revealing, time of healing and restoration, the Behind the Mask Conference. this Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Restoration Center of North Carolina in Gastonia, North Carolina. Again, the cost for this conference is $10. This can be done by going to eventbrite.com and searching Behind the Mask Women's Conference. You can purchase your ticket there, which is preferred, but you can also purchase your tickets at the door. There will be anointed, powerful speakers, anointed music, vendors, a band, brunch. It will be an atmosphere of change, and you don't want. Thank you all. Thank you, Apostle Pagan. Thank you, Apostle Taylor, for being with us on this evening. Listeners, we thank you so much for joining us. It is our prayer that you plan to be with us on Saturday. Apostle Pagan, would you pray us out? Go ahead.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. The address is 625 yes, Neil Hawkins Road. Neil, NEALHAWKINS. Neil Hawkins Road, 625 Neil Hawkins Road in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Apostle. You want to pray us out and we can close out? Amen.
Most wise and merciful Father God, we just want to thank you, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. And we just want to thank you, God, for the release and the revelations that you will give to each speaker. And, God, we thank you for each listener right now. God, bless them, God, as they, whatever need there is, God, whatever they stand in the need of, God, bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, anoint us all afresh. Before we go into that conference, God, if there's anything that we need to get rid of ourselves, God, allow it to be released even right now in the name of Jesus. Any listener on this air, may anything that you have hidden be revealed and released now in Jesus' name. And God, we forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, for all the honor and the glory is due to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Again, ladies, thank you so much for being with me this evening. Listeners, thank you so much for calling in. We expect to see you Saturday at Restoration Center of North Carolina for the Behind the Mask Conference. Until next time, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. And we ask that you would join us again on this Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. for another relevant kingdom teaching. Until then, we say God bless you, we love you, and good night.